This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a song, a little rhythm number. The first time I heard this, I was hanging around the Three Deuces Cafe on State Street, listening to Bud Freeman, Dick Spiderbeck, and all the good old boys in the jazz days. Great song. Here it is.
Oh, I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. And it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, and I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you.
You know, if you ask the average fellow if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, now, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good. I eat fairly sensibly, and oh, a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine in coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine, no jumpy nerves, and can't keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Thank you, Galen. Here's a song that was revived recently largely because of the great record that Les Brown and his band made. A song called I Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
I can weather this storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Really can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame here. So I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Magazine there.
Oh, yes, carry it with me all the time.
Well, there's an article in Look that should be of interest to you.
Which one is that?
A story on Ed Sullivan.
Very interesting, this piece on Ed.
Yes, I thought that you particularly would be encouraged by it.
Why me particularly?
Well, for one thing, the story is titled That No Talent Ed Sullivan and tells how he reached the very top in TV.
You think that should offer me encouragement?
Well,
you think my trouble is no talent, huh?
Well, something's holding you back.
Yes, but besides no talent, my trouble is no time at the present.
Yeah, that's right. You are pretty busy with pictures and the radio show.
Oh, yes, and then, too, I do like to go out on the golf course and get lost or look up a trout stream once in a while with the cutty, huh? Such activities don't help one's Nielsen rating any, but I do declare they're good for a fellow's soul.
And I can't argue with you there.
But getting back to this article on Sullivan, Ken, I think everyone applauds Ed for plodding along to the top, taking all the raps with a good-natured scowl.
Yeah, well, that's all changed. He smiles now.
Well, you'd smile, too, if 44 million people or so watched you every Sunday evening.
I'd flip. But they still take some good-natured pokes at Ed, though. Harriet Van Horn, the radio TV critic, says that he got where he is not by having a personality, but by having no personality.
You know what Fat Jack Leonard said about it?
No.
He said that Ed's the only man he knows who brightens a room when he leaves it.
That's not bad.
He's a glum one, but he's glamorous.
I like the description of the Sullivan Show by Ed's booking agent, Mark Letty. He says, aside from Ed's news sense, what really makes our show a success is its surprise element. The audience never knows quite what acts it'll see next week. Ed gets film clips from the latest movies and scenes from Broadway plays acted by their stars. He gets Nino, the mongrel dog, which, without a trainer, doesn't act with spears. He finds Rudy Horn, the juggler who rides a unicycle while he kicks cups and saucers up onto his head, topping them with a spoon and a lump of sugar. You remember that act, don't you?
Yeah.
Great one.
Oh, wonderful.
He also gets culture, like the greatest guitarist in the world, Andres Segovia.
Great favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin, it seems to me you've summed his show up pretty nicely.
Bing, look at this paragraph here.
Where's that?
Right there.
Oh, yeah. Read that, will you, Ken? By all means.
It says, Sullivan's entire business life emanates from his home. He rises around noon and enters the living room for a breakfast consisting of a bowl of oatmeal and a cup of postum.
A cup of postum,
huh? That's right, well, postum.
Sullivan certainly knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he sure does.
He certainly picked himself out a busy, bustling life, though, didn't he? Gosh, he's got to write a daily newspaper column. He's got to write, produce, and perform on a weekly television show. And he even flies all over the globe, getting interviews with celebrities of all kinds.
He plays golf, too.
Not as much as I do. But now let's try to commence to blow here, Ken. Maybe I better get along with the song. One of the newer ballads, Unsuspecting Heart. Good one, too.
Unsuspecting Heart. You took advantage of my unsuspecting heart. Why didn't someone warn me at the very start? When first we met and love was new. And when when you smiled at me, my heart began to feel that thrill of ecstasy. I should have known our love could never ever be. You took my unsuspecting heart. I trusted you. I believed in your lies. Ah, but fools in love are never wise. Now that I'm alone, I have no one that I can call my very own. My love was meant for only you, just you alone. You broke my unsuspecting heart.
Step aside here for an instant now as Galen Drake moves in to tell us all about the new coffee flavor Instant Postum.
You ever wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, fun isn't just for children or the rich, you know. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, lose your temper easily. You know, you're not sick, but you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. Lots of people feel that way. They're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Well, switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and then you can start in having fun again.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We concluded what we had planned for this evening. We hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll listen again tomorrow night, same place and same time.
The Bing Crosby Show is transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by a new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy a new coffee flavor Instant Postum, and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.